It's Monday, the 23rd of June, 2014. I'm Ruth, also known as the Geek Mummy, and this is episode 23 of App Talk, the podcast that I'm producing on a pretty much daily basis throughout the month of June for the Audiomo Challenge. I'm attempting to record 30 pieces of audio throughout the month, and in each piece I'm talking about apps, predominantly apps that I recommend, and also predominantly from a parental perspective. Today I'm going to try something a little bit different, because today I want to talk about an app that I assessed this evening, in fact. This is an actual real scenario from our family. And I wanted to talk about the process that I used to assess it and the way that I worked out whether it was something that I wanted my daughter to be playing with or not. This came about because my husband found this app on the App Store while he was looking at other things and thought, oh, that might be good for our daughter, I'll possibly install it for her. And then he came to me and he said, would you have a quick look at it and just make sure you're happy with it? Which was very well behaved of him, I must say. He doesn't normally ask for my opinion on that sort of thing. So the app name is Moshling Rescue. It's developed by Mind Candy Limited, who are the people behind Moshy Monsters. It's an iOS app only. I haven't managed to find it on any of the other app stores. It's a universal app, so it'll run on your iPhone, your iPad, and your iPod Touch, and it requires iOS version 6 or better. It's a free app, but it comes with in-app purchases. At first glance, it's a very cutesy little game. It's Moshy Monsters themed. It's one of these Bejeweled style or Candy Crush style matching games where you have to swap gems to make rows of three or more. And the twist for this one is that you have to rescue a moshling who is trapped within the board. It's got cutesy graphics and a fun style. And on the face of it, it looks kind of kid friendly and kind of aimed at kids, really. I mean, after all, you know, Moshy Monsters is aimed at kids, and certainly my daughter at 6.5 knows about Moshy Monsters. They talk about them on the playground. They can name some of the Moshy Monsters. Even they seem fairly common around the sort of, you know, 6 to 7 year olds. So how did I assess this app and what did I think of it? Well, I started off looking at the listing in the App Store, because that's where you can get a lot of information about the app. And the first thing I did was I looked at the App Store, and right underneath where it says the title of the app, in small letters, it says contains in-app purchases. So I thought, oh, right, okay, need to check that and see what it is. So if you scroll down to the bottom of the app listing in the App Store, there's an option to see the in-app purchases, and you can actually press on that. And it will expand out and it will show you all the different things that you can buy in the game. And it became obvious from looking at that that there were lots of options to buy different quantities of diamonds. And these in-app purchases ranged from 69p to £59.99, which immediately started ringing alarm bells with me, because things that you can buy in, you know, it was obvious there was some kind of in-game currency that you could spend a lot of money on, and that rings warning bells for me when we're looking at a kid's app. So the next thing I did was I installed the app and I went into it, and the first thing it did was ask to connect to Facebook. Now again, this is another warning flag for me, because Facebook terms and conditions say that you need to be 13 or above to use Facebook. I know there are some kids out there who are using it below that age, and that's obviously a decision for them and their parents, but I'm quite a rules follower, and so I will be certainly trying to hold out and keep my kids off Facebook until they are 13. So again, this is another thing that says perhaps this isn't a particularly kid-friendly app. I also looked at the rating on the App Store, and it says it's rated 9 and above for infrequent or mild cartoon or fantasy violence. Actually, in a playthrough, I don't think I've seen anything that I would not let my six-year-old see. But again, that's another something to check out when you're looking at an app, is what is the rating and what do they say about it? And again, that might be cause for concern. I also noticed when I went into the app for the first time that it asked to send me push notifications. So again, that rings warning bells that this is going to be an app that demands attention, that tries to push itself in front of the child, and that made me a little nervous as well. But I think the main thing that made me really nervous was playing through a couple of levels where it became clear that this, well, my assumption was that this was going to be another, like an implementation of Candy Crush Saga. And Candy Crush Saga was hugely, hugely popular. And I didn't like it because it was, at the end of the day, a random game. There was no skill involved. And it seemed perfectly common to get stuck on a level for repeated attempts and to just have to wait until you were lucky to get through and get to the next level. The other thing Candy Crush Saga did that I really didn't like was it gave you limited lives, limited attempts to try each level. And if you lost all your lives, you had to go away and wait for 20, 30 minutes for lives to come back, or beg on Facebook for your friends to send you lives. And again, playing through this Moshling Rescue, it was obvious that you do get limited lives. You start off with 4 lives. If you fail a level, you lose a life. And if you run out of lives, you can either, oh, surprise, surprise, buy some more, or you can wait until they regrow. Now, I don't like this. It's very much what I seem to be a tendency within apps that have in-app purchases, that they try to push you towards making the purchase. So they typically start off really fun and easy and then get really hard. So they try and hook you in and then they get harder, so that you need to then use the in-app purchases to buy power-ups or extra lives or whatever it is that you need to do. And I have played a few levels of this game and it appears that that is what is going to do. So I looked at all these factors, I weighed it all up, and it looked to me that this was probably not an app that was suitable for my 6.5-year-old. And so I explained that all to my husband, and he agreed with me. So, obviously, this is our decision based on the functionality of this app, but I thought it might be really interesting to kind of share that with you guys and say, you know what, it's not all sunshine and roses, and whilst there are some fabulous apps out there as well, there are some apps that are perhaps less than fabulous, and something like this, which is very much a kid-friendly IP, but implemented in what I would consider not a very kid-friendly manner, is probably one of those less good apps. So this is me saying that's how I evaluated this one, that's the stuff I don't like about it, and that's why I'm afraid my daughter won't be playing this one. All the information I give out in this podcast is correct at the time of recording. Please bear in mind that stuff changes on the App Store all the time, so please double check before making any purchases based on my recommendations, or non-recommendations in this case. You can find all the other episodes of App Talk at audioboo.fm/geekmummy, and they're also copied across to my blog at www.geekmummy.com. Thank you very much for listening, and I will be back tomorrow with another app recommendation. Bye for now.